Time now for our video pick of the week with Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What have you got for us this week?
This week, we went on a science sojourn. We actually went on a little road trip to check out a museum with, I have to say, a pretty unusual collection. It has a lot of heart and other organs as well.
Literally.
I've been planning that joke.
It's good. Thanks. Surprise. You got to have heart.
We went to the Mutter Museum, which is this little museum in Philadelphia.
Right.
And I had never been there before. This was Annette Heiss' idea, the senior producer of Science Friday. And, you know, on display, you've got gangrenous hands, body parts in jars. I mean, the skeletons are like the least of it. You know, there are just these other sort of, it's medical history, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the stuff that the public has access to. But we got a special behind-the-scenes tour of the museum. So just imagine what's in the basement if that stuff is on display.
And you went to the basement.
We went to the basement. Robert Hicks, the director of the museum, took us around for a little, you know, through the bowels, so to speak, of this place. And one of the, I think, most interesting parts was this wet room with these glass jars filled with diseased organs. And some of these are, you know, over 100 years old, collected by the person who started this museum, Dr. Mutter. And, you know, the idea is that back then, there was no imaging techniques to be able to see inside the body. You couldn't just take an X-ray or an MRI. And so this was the way that doctors learned about human pathology, what was normal and what disease looked like. You had to basically wait till someone died. And then these were collected and shown to physicians. So they have this large collection of really, I mean, you know, kind of gross things.
So, Flora, you went there, and it's our video pick of the week up on our website at sciencefriday.com and also available on our mobile platforms. And you got, don't watch this if you have a queasy stomach on some of the stuff.
Yes, this is not for the faint of heart. That's another joke I've been planning. but it's really, really neat. Another surprise we got was the Cabinet of Death. Exactly.
Cabinet of Death.
Which was filled with these corrosive specimens. So basically you burn off the skin and then they inject colored with acids, and you inject colored wax into the arteries and veins to see how they work. So they're real body parts in this closet. And by the way, this is not open to the public, but there is a full arm on display. So it's not like you're missing out if you actually go to the museum. But it's really worth a look. Yeah. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, if you'll get to see stuff you can't see at the museum because we got into the Cabinet of Death.
That's right. And also on our website, we should say, so you can see this tour on our website at sciencefriday.com. But also, Annette Heiss put together a sort of video slideshow about a book that details the collection as well. And the book is Bones, Books and Bell Jars. And you can see really beautiful images and the author talking about them. It gives you deep insight into this place.
So we have dueling videos this week.
Yeah, that's right.
We have dueling videos.
I like to think of them as complimentary.
Complimentary videos. Well, see which one makes you sicker. take a look. It's a video pick of the week up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. And we have Annette Heiss' little slideshow there.
Yeah, okay. And we have some business to attend to this week.
Yes.
It's we're announcing the book club.
Science Friday Book Club in a couple of weeks, July 6th. We're going to talk about our first book.
That's right.
Do you know what that book is going to be?
I do. I read it in high school.
Which one is it?
Rachel Carson's Silent Spring.
A classic.
A classic, absolutely.
A classic. So what we want you to do is we want you to get Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, pull out a dusty old copy. It was written in 1962. Maybe you read it in high school. Maybe you never read it. Get a copy. Get it read. Read it over the 4th of July holiday week. And we're going to come back and have our first Science Fridays book club in a couple of weeks on July 6th. We're going to talk about the book, sort of a schmooze.
I think that's a good way to put it.
A science schmooze about Rachel Carson's book, A Silent Spring Read It. And we'll all meet back here and discuss the book.
Have you read it before?
So many years ago, I have to reread it.
Yeah,
but
me
we
too.
All know it is a seminal book for the environment.
Yeah.
Changed the course of history. And
I think it's going to hold up a little too well. That's my prediction.
Okay. Well, we'll meet you back here on the 6th.
Sounds good.
Got a hankering for a bit more conversation? You didn't like what you heard. You want to hear more of it? Well, you can keep the chat going at Science Friday's Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/scifry. Or you can tweet us all week long at SciFri. That's at SCIFRI.